It's time for another Be Moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my Be Moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I'm getting honest with myself about the energy that I can project and then the energy that I hold within. I was reading in the book of Luke, and this passage really struck me. So this is when Jesus is out on occasion talking to the people in the town, and toward the end of his speech, there's a Pharisee who invites him back to his home for dinner. Jesus accepts the invitation, and when he gets there, he sits down at the Pharisee's table, prepared to eat. And the Pharisee, in turn, is shocked because, you know, Jesus does not go through the Jewish cleansing ritual process beforehand. And I find that Jesus' remarks to the Pharisee is very instructive. Essentially, he warns him about placing more emphasis on the cleansing on the outside and overlooking the need for the cleansing on the inside. I immediately applied that to me because I can walk around and extend the warmest handshake and give the brightest smile to anybody passing by. But inside, I still have this doubt and anxiety and worry. You know, it's back to school time and I have two kids in college and I'm like, Lord, please don't let any financial surprises hit. But every year at this time, he covers me. And so today I'm focusing on Luke 12, 28, 32. Here's just a part of it. It says, don't worry about whether God will provide it for you. These things dominate the thoughts of most people, but your Father already knows your needs. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. So will you join me today in releasing the energy, worry, and anxiety, and embrace the fact with a knowing that your Father will meet your needs? Finally, share this Be Moment because others also desire to be inspired.